Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. Time for a look at our pre-opening markets here this morning. Complete check of all those markets coming up when we come back in a moment.
The Oklahoma Wheat Commission is working with the industry to provide value-added opportunities for wheat producers. One way to do that is by supporting the Wheat Improvement Team and the wheat breeding efforts of Oklahoma State University. Wheat breeder Dr. Brett Carver says he's got some varieties in the pipeline that have the potential of offering superior quality characteristics.
I feel pretty good about this next lineup. There's a couple that really stand out for quality that I feel like we ought to separate those. They ought to go through a different supply chain so that the quality that's in those varieties can be captured by the miller, but also the producer who's producing that quality can be rewarded for it at a higher price.
And president of U.S. Wheat Associates Vince Peterson says there are countries out there willing to pay for high quality if we can deliver it.
Our place in the world no longer is a big bulk wheat supplier. We are targeting the more sophisticated markets, those that are asking for more and willing to pay for more as well.
To learn more about the efforts of the Oklahoma Wheat Commission, go to okwheat.org.
Well, cash cattle trade once again made it to Friday with little or no interest or desire for packers and feedlot managers to meet in the middle. Even though packers remain short bought, it may be late in the day before deals are reached. Both sides seem entrenched in their position and unlikely to budge here early in the day. Asking prices likely to redevelop about $121 here in our part of the country. Now, we're looking at a price gap of about $5 to $7 at this point in the week as it remains wide and will likely take both sides willing to move significantly to get any sales put on paper. The cattle futures expected to open mixed and limited activity this morning. The cash hog price is expected to be steady to a dollar lower today. The recent shifts in lower in futures markets and pork cutouts seem to have little impact in early cash market activity as packers are able to gain access to market-ready hogs with prices generally steady to weak. Now, the wheat markets are mostly higher here early this morning and they're clawing back from yesterday's bloodbath, which quickly wiped away the Friday-Wednesday rally. While calendar spreads had been rallying, bull spreaders ran into the first day of the index roll for March contracts yesterday. In addition, it felt like some traders wanted to take profits off the table ahead of what could be a volatile day for the wheat and the December 1 stocks report, as well as a January winter wheat seedings report. And the day may be in the grain sector, have waited 2 months for it to finally here. Later this morning, USDA will release the February WASDE report, the December 1 quarterly stocks report, and the NASS final crop production report, along with the January winter wheat seedings report. Of most interest will be the final corn crop estimate, the December 1 stocks, and updated South American production estimates. And the soybeans are also a bit firmer this morning, bouncing back from yesterday's drubbing, which pushed prices firmly below a 200-day moving average and down to support at the 50-day moving average. We're going to check all your futures in just a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app, featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
February live cattle down 10 cents, 126.30, and April down 32 at 126.82. March feeder cattle up 7 cents, 143.25. April's up 2 cents at 144.87. April hogs down 130 at 56.90, and the May was down 102 at 67.35. Kansas City wheat yesterday, May was down 13 cents, 4.96 and a quarter. May down 11 cents at 5.03 and three quarters. Chicago wheat, March down 12 and three quarters at 5.13 and a quarter. May was down 11 and three quarters at 5.17. March corn down 3.5, 3.76 and a half. May was down 3 and 3 quarters at 3.84 and a quarter. March soybeans down 8.5 cents, 9.13 and a quarter, and May was down 8.5 at 9.27 and a quarter. March cotton down 85 cents, 72.81. The May was down 94 cents yesterday, 73.92.
I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.